Thursday of the third week of Lent. Driving out devils with better disguised devils. The book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 23 to 28, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 through 23. In general, you tell people how to respond to you. And Jeremiah, in the first reading, is setting himself, the people, and Yahweh up for a negative response. In being against the devil, Jeremiah has become a bit of a devil himself. He condemns, he fears, and scatters. He is a split and divided prophet at this point. This is surely what Paul later means when he says, prophesying is imperfect. He says this in the first letter to Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 9. Jeremiah does eventually mature, but it takes a bit more suffering and failure to refine this reluctant prophet, and there is still much failure to come in the rest of Jeremiah's life. Jesus will carry this message further in the Gospel of Luke. He is doing good, driving the devil out of a man who cannot speak. One would think this would make the crowds happy, but they accuse him instead of having or even being a devil himself. When you try to fight evil, you are invariably accused of doing evil yourself. Now, isn't that interesting and strange? Read history, and especially the lives of whistleblowers, justice seekers, and peace workers. Maybe, in fact, this is what was happening to Jeremiah and what is keeping him defensive in a corner. At any rate, in this admittedly confusing text, Jesus variously defines himself as not divided, someone stronger, the finger of God, the reign of God, and finally as the one who gathers. He speaks from his inner identity and ground. He speaks from a non-dual place, his state of union with God and real connection with the situation. Note, however, that this is not just a look at what I can do story. Jesus says we can gather with him in this way also. He always invites us in on his own victory. Whole people create whole people. Divided people heal nobody, but only scatter because they are scattered and unwhole themselves. They perpetuate the problem. Their motives, their loyalties, their identity, and their emotions are all over the place. The Greek word for devil is diabolos, which means split or divided, literally thrown apart. Jesus gathers and heals because he is one with himself, one with God, and even one with the pain of the man who cannot speak. He even wants to be one with the crowd. Predictably, however, his very wholeness divides Jesus, the gatherer, from those who are scattered, and they accuse him of their own fault, which is being a devil. For some reason, smug people are threatened by anyone farther along the path than they are. When you actually fight real evil, you will invariably be accused of doing evil yourself. Whereas, if you separate yourself from minor social impurities, almost everyone will agree and jump on board. So you see why we need deep discernment and real wisdom when it comes to the battle with evil.